Good morning. What do you mean, oh shit? Hey, it's okay. Yes, you fell asleep. Well, we were playing video games as usual. And we had paused it for a second because I was a brat and had to go to the ladies' room. And when I came back, you had fallen asleep. Why are you apologizing? It was 4 o'clock in the morning. You were bound to fall asleep. Hey, I don't know why you feel so bad about this. I don't care. You're my best friend. Oh no, my best friend stayed overnight with me and I get to see them again in the morning. What a tragedy. Gosh, shut up. You're not imposing upon me. Shut up. Yeah, and if you don't stop apologizing, I'm going to hit you with the pillow again. Really, honestly, it's fine. Hey, I have this huge bed, and it's just me sleeping in it. So it's the least I could do to share it with you. No, I'm not yawning because I had a horrible night's sleep because you were in my bed. Actually, I had a really great night's sleep. Well, I don't know. It's just nice to have somebody here with me sometimes. I haven't had that in a while. So it's just nice to have the presence of somebody who I care about. Although, if I were to complain about anything, it would be that you're a blanket hogger. Okay. I'm mostly joking. But hey, I would have woken you up, but you already told me that you don't have to work today, and neither do I, so I really didn't think it was a big deal. That's not a big deal to me. You know, you're adorable when you're sleeping. No, I'm not being sarcastic, I'm being honest. Yeah, well, when I noticed that you were asleep, you had the controller still in your hands and your head was just slightly lulled off to the side. And it was kind of adorable. Hey, you're just lucky that I didn't play any practical joke on you while you were sleeping. You know, like Jigglypuff style. Take out my permanent marker and draw funny things all over your face. Or maybe I did do that and you just can't tell yet. Oh, God. No, but really. I'm glad you're here. I was being honest when I said it was nice to have somebody here. And again, you're my best friend. So, what could be better? Well, I'm glad that you slept well. You know, to be honest with you, God, I don't know how to say this. Well, fuck it. I'm just going to say it anyway. We've been really good friends for a long time, and I do care a lot about you. And oh my gosh, the cat needs to be fed. She's meowing so loudly right now. Don't ruin my speech, okay? Anyway, we've been friends for long enough that I've realized, especially after last night, that I could see us being more than friends. I'm not joking. I care a lot about you, and I am totally okay if, you know, you just want to remain friends, but, you know, wow. So that's your answer? Your answer is to not let me finish my sentence into the discussion. Fuck, I've been wanting to kiss you for so long. You taste so good. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm going to be nice to you all the time. In fact, I think it gives me liberty to be even more of a brat. But you have a new way to shut me up. Oh, come on. Let's go make some breakfast and then crawl back into bed.